Father God, as we come humbly before your throne. Oh God, as we give of ourselves unto you, Lord God, as we declare today that we trust in you. Father God, I ask, Lord God, that through the power of your Spirit, Lord God, that you will touch every man, woman, and child here today. Oh God, let us, Lord God, look to you, our everlasting God, who is willing and able to bless and empower each of us to walk in your will. This I ask and I pray in the precious name of Jesus. And all the church says, amen. Today, church, I have arrived already in the presence of the Lord. Today, as I come into the house of God, I come with a heart that is full of praise for that which God is doing amongst us. We may say, Pastor, I'm not seeing very much. I want to thank God that I have the opportunity to see what's happening over here, what's happening over here, what's happening over here, and collectively, God is doing a new work. I believe that as the people of God are hungry to get back to order after such a time as we have walked through, as we are hungry to get back to that which we understand is the order in which God would have his church to operate. As the people are hungry, God is doing the business of filling you with his desire and his power. I've got to tell you here on this day of Pentecost. I've got to tell you this week as I worked with the professors of Full Gospels for our School of Theology. As we worked together for the finalization of classes for the spring term and even for the opening of the fall term in August. In addition for study for today, I've been immersed in the preparation for the gifts of the Holy Spirit classes to commence this fall. You know, church, the more that I examine Scripture, the more that I look to the Word of God, the more it is that I realize the magnitude. I realize the magnitude of the importance that every child of God ought to place in honor of the Holy Spirit. Your faith. The Word of God says your faith unto salvation begins with the conviction of the Holy Spirit. As you come to the Lord Jesus, as you place your faith in him, you are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then it is as you walk with the Lord, it is the Holy Spirit who blesses you with the understanding into the spiritual things of God. It is the Holy Spirit who brings to remembrance the words of Christ Jesus as you walk in your faith. It is the Holy Spirit who empowers you to be a witness. Oh, glory. And it is the Holy Spirit who, as you eagerly desire his giftings, it is the Holy Spirit who manifests his gifts through you, your strengthening and for the edification of the church. You see, church, from beginning to end, your walk with the Lord Jesus is empowered and enabled and strengthened by and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We can praise the name of Jesus today. We can give God all glory for the Holy Spirit. Today, as we celebrate this day, I've titled our teaching, Wrap Me, Lord. Wrap me, O Lord, in your power. You see, church, there is a difference in understanding that there is power. There is a difference in understanding that I have seen the power and asking the Lord God, wrap me in your power. As we celebrate this day of Pentecost, the day of the coming of the Holy Spirit to take up abode or residence with God's people, to minister the graces and the gifts of God. Here on this day, it is my desire that you might take a renewed appreciation for the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. I want to begin today with the prophecy of the prophet Joel. If you have your scripture with you today, open your Bibles, if you will, to Joel 2. I want to begin here setting the groundwork for our teaching today. Joel's prophecy, given some 800 plus years prior to the day of Pentecost, It includes the prophecy of the future Antichrist. It includes the end time yet to come. The battle known as the Battle of Armageddon. And as well, this prophecy. The prophecy includes insight into the restoration of Israel and the coming day of the Lord. And the Lord God gives the prophetic word of the outpouring of the Spirit of God upon all flesh. I must say, church, that I enjoy giving this word. I enjoy giving this word because it speaks so dear to me. And I trust that it does to you also, knowing that without the power of God, you would not be where you are today. Joel 2 and verse 28. And I read from the King James today. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. 29, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my spirit. Here we see the word of God speaking over you today, giving to you his spirit. The Holy Spirit that is for you, church. This is the promise of God Almighty. For in the first portion of verse 28, I want you to take notice. God says, I will. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. Each one here today, each one either a son or a daughter. The Word of God here promises you. The Word of God promises sons and daughters shall prophesy. Meaning that you and I shall speak the Word of God under the divine influence of the Spirit of God. You shall. In order, what I want you to see here today, church, it is not maybe. As you walk faithfully with the Lord God, the blessing of the Holy Spirit is that, in the words of God, your Holy Maker, you shall prophesy. You shall give the Word of God. You might say, well, Pastor, that's the responsibility of the pastor. Church, that's not what the Word of God says. It includes the pastor. Under the fivefold ministries of the church, there are levels of responsibility that are given to the people of God. But here the Word of God says, sons and daughters, you shall give the blessed Word of God under the divine influence of the Word of God. Old men shall dream dreams. Meaning either ordinary dreams or with prophetic meaning. Your young men shall see visions. Coming from the Hebrew meaning visions with a divine communication. Oh, glory to God. You know, church, the older I get, I'm always looking to find someone older than myself so I can still consider myself one of the younger men. Anybody else here understand that? Uh-huh. When your child begins to look at you a little bit differently than the king or the queen of the house, they begin to look at you as I'm almost your equal. You have a new reckoning in life to come before the Lord God and say, Lord God, strengthen me. Lord God, I want to still see a vision for tomorrow. Verse 29, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Church, what I want you to see here out of verse 29 is the child of God, young or elder, male or female, servant or handmaid, all flesh, everywhere. The Word of God, through the prophetic Word of God, God has a promise for you today. As you look to Him, as you seek His face, He will pour out His Spirit upon you. God is not saying here, I will only tell you of my Spirit. God is not saying here, I will only let you know or hear about my Spirit. The promise is, I will pour out. God's word for you today is, it is not my desire to give you drips and drops, but God wants to pour out, much like this, church. That's a pouring. I can put my finger in the water and I can show you what a drop is. But Lord God, I want your Spirit to be poured over me. Lord God, I want your Spirit to be to such a magnitude, such an abundance, that I can say I have been touched by the very pouring out of your Spirit upon my life, upon my ministry, upon my calling, upon my every responsibility that I give and entrust over to you, Lord God. I see a pouring. We then see that just as God the Father promised the outpouring of the Spirit, Christ Jesus, he is the one who sends the promise of the Spirit unto you today. In his final promise, and we've looked at some of this in the weeks past, in his final promise, as recorded by the Gospel of Luke, after his death, his resurrection, and immediately prior to his ascension unto the Father, as he appeared in the midst of the disciples, as he opened their understanding of the scriptures of old. Luke 24 and 46, and I'm reading from the Aramaic for this verse. It reveals to you today. And he said to them that it is written, and it was right, that Christ should suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. 47, and that repentance should be preached in his name for the forgiveness of sin among all nations, and the beginning will be from Jerusalem. 48, you are witnesses of these things. 49, and I will send you the promise of the Father, but remain, but stay. But remain in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed, endued, meaning provided with the ability, with the power from on high. 50. And he took them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands, and he blessed them. 51. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and went up to heaven. 52. And they worshiped him, and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Church, what I want you to immediately see here today from this scripture, there are times that you are to listen carefully for the direction of the Lord. If you can say today, Pastor, I'm seeking his power upon my life. The Lord may be saying to you today, take time to tarry in my presence. Church, I can see us now. Each of us have had the experience. We are rushing from here to there. And it may be in the midst of driving 65, 70 miles an hour down the highway that you're saying, oh God, be with me. Help me in my next appointment. Lord God, church, God may be saying, slow down. Slow down. Take some time. Tarry with me. Remain in my presence. He may be saying to you today, trust me to clothe you. I will wrap you with my power. Church, to clothe you means the Lord God desires to wrap you in his power to such a degree that you are endued, completely immersed in his ability, his power from on high. This is what the church describes as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, covered in his strength and his power. Church, the declaration of the Lord God to you today is the same as it was in the very day that he ascended into the heavens. Believe upon me. Walk with me. Talk with me. Tarry with me. And I am going to send, oh glory, I am going to send the promise of the Father, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your midst. Church, the promise of the Spirit is here today is to endue you with power from on high, in order that you might be in the very same example as the disciples of that great day, to be his witness, to be strengthened to walk in the righteousness of God, to have the Holy Spirit manifest his power through you for the edification and the strengthening of the body of Christ. God has a purpose for you today. Can you give him praise in the house of God? We then see, church, we see some 50 days following the resurrection of Jesus, and only a few days following his ascension, we see from the blessed word of God, the disciples indeed, they did remain in Jerusalem. Some 120 in the upper room, the word of God gives to us. Acts 2, 1 and 4, and I read from the King James. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verse 2, if you have your text, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other languages or tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Oh, church, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, we see the beginning of the promise of the Father, the outpouring of his Spirit upon all flesh. We see his will being manifested for every child, for you and I today. Beginning with all gathered there that day, here we see the full manifestation of the divine power of God being poured out with the intensity of a mighty wind, and with the power of a heated flame, upon the younger, upon the elder, both upon the male and the female, the servant and the handmaiden, that all flesh, church, this is the beginning of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, in order that all flesh might be clothed in the power of the Holy Spirit. Being given the power, we see here within Acts 2 and 4. They were given the power to speak in an unknown tongue, to give witness, to prophesy, to give his word to all that gathered in the city of Jerusalem that day. Oh, glory. Church, if you read and you study through Acts 2, you will see that by the divine hand of God, God was birthing the New Testament church, infused by his divine power. The word of God here gives to you the Apostle Peter was amongst the crowd in Jerusalem that day. a crowd that had gathered to see what the excitement around the upper room was all about. I believe that from the street that they could hear the blessings of God falling down. They could see and they could hear the power of the Holy Spirit baptizing the people of God who had tarried in the presence of the Lord. There was a crowd that wondered why the disciples that were gathered in the upper room, they wondered why they had been given heavenly languages as they were immersed, wrapped in the power of the Holy Spirit. Here we see, church, within the Word of God, we see that we have a crowd that contained Jews from all the nations. They were there for their own purposes. They had gathered for the religious festival, the feast of Shavuot. But all glory. They may not have realized at that moment, but revival was on the doorstep. Oh, hallelujah! Church, can you believe it with me today? Revival is on the doorstep. Revival within your own life. Revival within your household. Revival within your community. Revival within the body of Christ Chapel. Revival is on the doorstep. I believe that what was happening then, we often see in the church in our day and age. Oftentimes, church, I have to take a step back and say, your walk with the Lord, your personal walk with the Lord, it's not always about what we see with the physical eye. It's not always about what we are busy with in the moment. There are times I believe we see what we have in front of us. It may be a challenge. It may be a hardship. It may be simply the season that we are going through. What we are tending to, what our plans are, even what our plans are for the coming ministry of the church. And oftentimes, church, when we look back on yesterday, we are then able to say, Lord God, I am a witness. You were doing something while I was looking to the left or to the right, oh Lord. By your power, you were carving a new path. Amen. You were leading my feet in the path that I ought to follow. You were setting things in order by your power. Church, how easy it is to miss what God is doing.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on the Lord. Church, we see here, just as he did there in Jerusalem, it is our Lord God that desires to impart upon you his miracle working power. He desires to give to each of you the blessed Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you, to empower you. Empower you to walk in divine faith, to understand and to discern good from evil. He desires to empower you to be the vessel to bring his healing and miracle working power to another. Oh, glory. He desires to give to you and to empower you to give his word through prophecy. His outpouring for you today is that by your testimony, revival might be brought to the far-reaching corners of the people of God. And you may be thinking about right now, church, You may be thinking that God is not calling me to the far-reaching corners of the world. I am planted in my space, and I believe that this is where I am planted to be. And I will agree with you wholeheartedly. Church, God does not call everyone to a far nation, to a far corner of the world. But we are able to help send someone to the far corner. We are able to give into the work of the Lord with a happy heart to bless the ability of the work of the Lord to go to the four corners. You are able to say of the Lord God, let me find that one in my family that isn't as if they are far, far away. Let me find that one in my family that is in a spot of a season in time that their mind is not looking unto you, O Lord. Let me find that one that is so far away, Lord God, from your will, that I might be a mighty testimony by your grace and by your mercy. That I might be empowered by your Spirit to take your word both in action and in deed to the one who is so far away. His outpouring for you today, church, is that you will reach another. Here within Acts 2, and I encourage you, study chapters 1 to 4. You see the birth of the New Testament church. We have the crowd that the Apostle Peter was addressing. They were the religious of the day. We had faithful followers that were present, gathered in Jerusalem. The festival of Pentecost, the same festival in Exodus, was called the festival of harvest. In Numbers, the festival of first fruits. Those gathered, they were more concerned about what God was, how God was touching, what God was doing for those that had been tarrying in prayer. They were more concerned about how the Holy Spirit had blessed them with the manifestation of His power. They were more concerned about looking at those who had been gathered. They were more concerned about their ability to critique and to criticize than what they were about recognizing the revival that was around the corner. God was doing a new thing in their midst. Church, I believe that as we hold on to the Lord, as we keep our face toward Him, as we seek to yield to the blessed power of the Holy Spirit to be filled and baptized, clothed, immersed, and wrapped in Him, the revival of change within our spirit, within our households, within our church. Oh, church, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He desires, church, to fill you with His power. If you have the understanding, Lord God, I need more of you, I urge you to say back unto the Lord, Lord God, I need more of your Spirit. Touch me, Lord God. Fill me. Anoint me, Lord God. All for your glory. Church, you will see as we study the book of Acts, Peter stood there that day as the Holy Spirit was poured out. He stood in the midst of those that could be categorized as afar off. He began to preach to those that were mocking and questioning. They were questioning why. Why? As the Galileans, Why has the Galileans been those whom the Spirit has been poured out upon? Why, as they gave witness of Christ to those who were gathered into Jerusalem for the festival? They were questioning why the Galileans from the upper room, why the Galileans were speaking in tongues that they understood as their own dialect or language. I believe in that very moment they heard the word. I believe that they heard the prophecies, but they did not see it as a miracle working power of God. Verse 2 and 14 from Acts, Peter said, "All ye men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, hearken, listen to my words. You suppose that those that are speaking under the power of God may be drunken. 16, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters, as we have already studied, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. 18, and on my servants, oh, blessed be the name of Jesus, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I, saith the Lord, will show wonders in the heavens above, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Blessed be the name of Jesus. Here Peter recounts. He recounts from the prophet Joel the promises of God then and to you and I today. Church, look with me to verse 17 once again. I will pour out my Spirit. As we've already went over, God wants to do a work in you. 18. And on my servants and handmaidens, I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Here today, I want you to take special focus for the almighty promise of God. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Church, as the children of God, as the children of God, yield to the blessed power of the Holy Spirit. Church, revival, change is on the way. We can rejoice in the Lord God today. When God has a work to be done, when God has lives to be touched, we can expect that by the Holy Spirit, you shall witness divine work and the saving power of our Lord God. Church, you may be praying today for your own personal situation. It may be very personal. Lord God, I have not been walking as close as I should be. Lord God, I have not seen or witnessed your power infused within my soul, within my heart. I have not witnessed the ability to give your word to another. It may be very personal to you, and God has a personal work for you today. You may say, "Pastor, I've got that one in my family. I've got that brother. I've got that sister. I've got that spouse. I've got that loved one. I've got that neighbor that I know that God has a work to do in their life."
God desires to empower you through the Holy Spirit to be that witness. By His Spirit, you are no longer in bondage to darkness. By His power, every chain must be broken. Every chain that the enemy would have to keep the people of God away from experiencing the fullness of the work of God in your life. By His Spirit, you are empowered to walk as His faithful servant. By His Spirit, you are empowered to give His word, to be the prophetic one, the one to bring the prophetic word to the lost and the dying. By His Spirit, He will speak to you in dreams and in visions. By His Spirit, all who call upon His name shall be saved. Can you give Him praise in the house of God? Church, you may be saying today, Lord God, I desire Your indwelling. I desire to be immersed in the power of the Holy Spirit. Just as the disciples that day, I want to be wrapped with Your power. Church, I'm going to remind you, it was Jesus Christ who proclaimed, I go to the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. It was the Apostle Paul, Peter, here at the day of Pentecost. Peter preached. He preached to both the one believing and to the skeptic. 2:38, and I close with this. As a reminder, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. 39, for the promise is unto you. This is the one that he was speaking to in his midst. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Here we see is you repent and proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. As you receive His salvation, the gift of the Holy Spirit is yours. The Lord God proclaims over you today, out of Ezekiel, I will put my Spirit within you. Oh, glory. Church, we see the results of the obedience of the disciples that day. Verse 41 of Acts 2, that same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I believe that God is calling us to recognize today that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. I believe that the Lord is calling each of us gathered here today to recommit ourselves before the Lord, to earnestly seek His infilling and the power to walk in His giftings. Today, church, let your prayer be, wrap me, O Lord, with Your power. Wrap me. Fill me, oh Lord, with your power. This is the word of the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Church, I wish to take us to worship with a selection as we bring this teaching to a close. We don't bring it to a close only to hurry to a parting away from each other. We bring it to a close in order that you might come before the Lord God in this moment, believing that God will fill you with his power to walk forth from this time of worship, infused by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be that mighty witness unto a lost and dying world. If you're asking God for change in your own life today, I'm going today to open up the altar, the first pew here. If you want to come and kneel and pray, if you're asking God for a mighty touch, come believing that in this moment, that just as was witnessed in the upper room, the Holy Spirit can touch your mind, soul, and body in this very moment, all for the glory of God. Let us worship with the selection, "Breathe on Me." Let this be your time of seeking God for His miracle, working, giving of the blessed Holy Spirit into your life. Of the Holy Spirit.